Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Husker Hoops back in action tonight against Michigan, 6 p.m. at PBA on ESPN2, trying to snap a two-game losing streak to NC State and Indiana. We are joined now by Husker Lions, Robin Washington. Good morning, Robin. Thanks for joining us. Nebraska has been, just to say, pretty poor, quite poor from behind three-point land this season. Is there any way this improves? I mean, how do you know this will improve, Robin, and why has it been so bad so far for Nebraska?
Well, you'd think the law of averages would eventually even out. You had a bunch of guys that shot really well at their previous stops, and for whatever reason, they haven't been able to buy a bucket, or at least anywhere remotely consistently, so far this season. Some of your best shooters are the ones that are struggling as much as anybody, so you would assume that eventually, you know, they would start to find their shot, and that overall team three-point percentage would improve. But, you know, here we are 9 games through the season, and they're still struggling just as much as they were in game one. So that's, you know, you would think it would get corrected eventually, but, you know, when is it actually going to happen is kind of the question right now. And I guess the deal is that, you know, Nebraska's not going to change who they are. The good news is they've been really, or at least relatively efficient at the rim. They've been able to generate points in the paint. And then also they've been able to get to the free throw line a lot. So they found ways to manufacture points despite their poor three-point shooting. But there's no question that until they start hitting at a much more consistent rate from behind the arc, they are going to be at a severe disadvantage because of how dependent they are on the three-point shot for their offensive success.
Now, Robin Washit joins us from HuskerOnline.com. I wasn't able to watch the Indiana game. I watched the North Carolina State game in full, and that's like watching two games, so I didn't feel like I needed to watch the Indiana game.
Yeah, 2-for-1.
Yeah, so tell me something. How do you feel about shot selection? How is Nebraska's shot selection in your eyes?
It's okay at times. Like, so the thing is they're missing a lot of threes, and some of them are wide open looks that are exactly what Fred Hoiberg wants. You know, the in rhythm, drive and kick out threes where, guys got no one around them and they just miss them. Others, I think are kind of a result of the frustration of missing those shots to where, you know, guys kind of start to panic a little bit and hoist up shots that aren't what they want. So it's, I don't know, I think overall okay is probably the best way to put it, because they are taking some really good shots and missing them, and they are taking a lot of really bad shots and missing those too. So it's kind of one of those deals where I think the poor shots that you see where, you know, they're rushing up threes early in the shot clock or driving to the lane and trying to shoot over two or three defenders in the paint, you know, those, that's a result of the early success not continuing over the course of the game. And I guess that's kind of human nature where you start to kind of, you know, let frustration get the best of you. But, I guess the good news is that they still are taking some really good high percentage shots that are exactly what they draw up. But when they start missing those, then they kind of start to panic and let frustration take over, and they take some really poor, ill-advised shots that kind of disrupt the entire flow of the offense.
Good analysis.
Joined by Robin Washington. Robin, tonight Nebraska plays Hunter Dickinson, who is, of course, a seven-footer for Michigan, who's a very skilled player, 14.5 points per game, 8.5 rebounds per game. You know, how do you stop a guy like that when you don't have anybody that's anywhere near that tall?
Well, they do exactly what they did last time out against Trace Jackson Davis, where every time Hunter Dickinson gets the ball, they swarm him with two or three defenders. And, you know, that's kind of the Doc Sadler special. He's been doing this for a long time. Go back to the Big 12 when, you know, Nebraska would play Cole Aldridge with, you know, a center that was 6'6", and they'd shut him down because they would just swarm him and swat at the ball and make every time he touched the basketball absolutely miserable to where he'd have to pass it off immediately. Now, the risk involved there is you're really hoping that somebody else has to beat you and can't beat you. And Michigan, they do have a lot of other firepower, so there's a gamble involved there, but there is zero question that if they let Hunter Dickinson just have his way one-on-one with Nebraska's undersized front court, they're going to lose the game. So kind of go back to a couple of years ago where when Nebraska, one of their few Big Ten wins, when they beat Iowa right out of the gates in Fred's first year, you know, Luka Garza. I mean, Nebraska made it a point to let anybody else on Iowa's team beat them except for Luka Garza.
Right.
And as a result, Iowa went 4 of 33 from three-point range, and Nebraska won the game. So that's got to be the formula. You got a Michigan team that they've gone through some struggles in their own right. You know, they had some guys, they've got a couple guys that are playing a little bit above their ability and some guys that have underperformed. But there's zero doubt that they have to make sure that Hunter Dickinson does not take the game over. And, you know, he has to rely on his teammates for Michigan to win the game. So that's the plan. There's no one-on-one matchup they can do. It's going to be a collective effort where they just, you know, kind of make life as miserable as possible every time he touches it to where he has to let his teammates do the bulk of the work.
Excellent hoops talk this morning from Robin Washit of HuskerOnline.com. Kind of lost in the discussion about Nebraska's overall struggle is Derek Walker is having an excellent season. Walker shooting 78.7% from the field, taking good shots, making the shots. You know, he's rebounding pretty well. What's the deal with Walker? Is a lot of it traced to Alonzo Verge and his relationship and their relationship?
Yeah, that helps a lot because, I mean, he's shooting at such a high percentage because he doesn't shoot beyond like 5 or 6 feet from the rim. So he's taking very high percentage shots and he's making them.
Yes.
It's worked out to where he's been the beneficiary of a lot of the pick and roll actions. And,
yes,
you know, Alonzo Verge is a big part of that. I probably should go back and chart this, but I want to say that the vast majority of Alonzo's assists are to Derek Walker, just because of that pick and roll action in itself. And so that chemistry has gone a long way in making Nebraska much better at finishing at the rim. You know, Derek's getting set up for good shots, and to his credit, he's actually making them. You go back over the past couple of years, the amount of missed bunnies Nebraska's.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Made particularly from their bigs has been as maddening of an issue as almost anything, and he's finishing those, and that's why they've been able to better compensate some of their struggles from three-point range. Is a big reason is for Derek's finishing at the rim. So yeah, he's been a really pleasant surprise offensively. He's given way more as far as scoring production than I think anybody expected him to. And a lot of that is just because of how efficient he's been with his shots and the types of shots that he's been able to get created for him.
Robin, always great stuff. Thank you for the time. We will chat with you again next week. Enjoy the game tonight.
Sounds good, guys. See you later.
Good to Husker Online's Robin Washit. A little breakdown of tonight, Nebraska, Michigan again at 6 p.m. PBA. You can watch it on ESPN2.
I think that's what I'll be doing. I don't know. I'm thinking about going. Can you convince me to go?
I don't think I'm going.
That's amazing. I don't understand that. You are a huge Nebraska basketball fan. They're playing the Michigan Wolverines are in town. This is the kind of thing you would never miss in the past.
This is more of a conversation I have a lot going on.
Do you?
It's busy time right now.
Yeah.
For 2022 stuff.
Okay.
In the sales world side of things.
Yeah. When's the haircut appointment?
Friday.
Okay.
8:30.
That can't come too soon.
There's not much here. It's all back here, you know. I'm trying to work on this area up here.
It's kind of poofing out on the side.
I know. I wish you could like tell the poof to go up here in the front part where it's kind of like, you know, going backwards here. It's
you look
receding.
Like Jack Nicholson.
I know. No.
You're starting to get the crazy look.
It's not fair.
All
right. Let's play the game.
Should let's
give us
do
a call
it
right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels from Bagels and Joe. You are 0-1 on the week. You need to avoid the Bagel Boy t-shirt. Today's topic is Nebraska is playing Michigan tonight. How about some Michigan basketball players currently in the NBA? What teams do these guys play for?
Okay, I can do that.
These are names you should know. They all played in the time of Nebraska being in the Big Ten Conference. You played these guys every
okay,
year.
Okay, okay, okay.
464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip in trivia. How do you feel about Michigan basketball players in the NBA?
I actually feel pretty good.
I thought you might.
Yeah, there's a couple I really have in mind. And am I talking into the microphone? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. Fine. Can you hear yourself?
Yeah, yeah. I'm really sensitive about it because on the replay yesterday, I noticed like I'm way quieter than you.
I got to figure it out.
Okay, here we go.
Chris, how do you feel about Michigan basketball players in the NBA?
Are they all questions about Chris Webber?
They are not, and he is still not playing, so no.
Oh, well, I'll go with Juwan Howard is my answer.
Yeah. All right, Chris, well, thank you for calling. Seriously.
All right. Yeah. Chris, first question goes to you. What team does former Wolverine Tim Hardaway Jr. play for?
Oh, gosh. Well, let's say New Jersey.
It is not.
This is scary because it's one of two. Oh, God. He moved, right, to the Mavs. Mavericks.
Dallas Mavericks. That is correct. 1-0 lead for you on the steal.
That was not an easy one.
You went for it, though, and you got it right. All right, Sip, for the 2-0 lead, your first question. What team does former Wolverine Caris LeVert play for?
He moved. He was on. I know I watched him for one team. Jake.
About 5 seconds.
He's going to kill me.
Caris LeVert, what team?
He was on Brooklyn.
Five.
He's not on Brooklyn
four
anymore. And he moved on
three
to Indiana.
He is a Pacer.
Yeah.
That is correct. A 2-0 lead. Chris, to stay alive. Your last question, what team does former Wolverine Duncan Robinson play for?
Oh, that's a layup. Come on.
Duncan Robinson. Almost as tough as the LeVert and Shirley question.
Not hard.
I'll say the Chicago Bulls.
All right. That's a heat. That's the Heat.
That is correct. Yeah. Miami Heat is the correct answer. Chris, thanks for calling. We'll get your bagel and a coffee, but call in down the road.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, you're welcome. Good job,
you're
Chris.
Off
I'm off.
The Schneid, yeah, no really, bagel
yeah.
boy.
Yeah, I'm really. There's a, that's huge. Now, give me another one.
What team does former Wolverine Jordan Poole play for?
He plays for the Warriors. For the Warriors.
All right, and since you went four for four, how do you want the tiebreaker?
Yeah, yeah.
To the first decimal, please. How many points per game is Caris LeVert averaging this season?
A really good player.
For the Pacers.
15.6.
14.7.
Not bad.
Not a bad not guess. Bad. Pretty good. Yeah, pretty LeVert, good appearance today.
LeVert's good.
Pretty good show.
I like LeVert. LeVert is a slashing. Slash and get to the basket. I don't know. Would you call him a big guard or small forward?
Harrison?
Big guard.
Yeah,
big
that's kind of leaning towards big guard for Caris LeVert. Did he have a really bad injury with the Nets? A big knee injury, something like that? I think he missed some. He missed significant, a lot of time there.
Anyway, you picked a good one
how about
for
that?
Me.
Yeah,
like, yeah, I know
you
the NBA.
The NBA
yeah.
all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Not
no,
all
not
sudden.
All
You've been
sudden,
watching for a while.
Well, yeah, since I was nine. I mean, a while that way, yeah.
But you don't watch the NFL for some reason. And the NFL, I'll say it till I die, is 8 million times better than the NBA. It's not even a conversation.
Caris LeVert, 6'6", 205. Small forward, they list him as.
Harrison, big basketball guy, says he's a big guard.
Yeah, it's not. We're just splitting hairs. He's not wrong. Harrison knows the NBA at a high level. I've told you it's just a pragmatic discussion about the NFL. I work on Sundays.
And you can still take some time to watch the NFL.
Not really.
It's pleasing. It's a great product.
Pleasing.
It's a great product.
It's pleasing.
A great product, man.
I've seldom heard the NFL described as pleasing.
NFL Sundays are the best sports days, man. That is the best. The best.
It's pleasing.
The best. Caller four right now will get a two-pack or a ticket to the Magical Lights of Seward, 464-5685. Again, one ticket to the Magical Lights of Seward. Caller four right now at 464-5685. We'll win that. Up next is a spillover with Happer and Schaefer here on Early Break on the Ticket.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.